Yay. Two, one, we're on.
We are on, in through the nose.
Out through the mouth.
Out through the mouth. Big belly breath.
Sorry, I had to do one more. I needed one more. We ran here.
Are you crying?
No, why? Oh,
I don't know. You look like you're crying a little.
Maybe I'm just glistening today.
Oh.
I really do believe that today I've been a lot smarter than normal. I don't know what it is, but something's going on. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I'm just like glowing and really smart today.
It might just be how smart I am or something.
We love this confidence because we needed it. We need it today. We have an amazing special guest going to pop on the podcast very soon.
It's going to be good.
But first things first.
Straight canon moments.
Moments. With Sid and Soph.
Can we tell you where we are first?
Yeah, probably good call. But that's part of the straight canon moment for me.
You might need to lead then.
Yeah, I'm going to
lead.
You
go ahead. Why don't I just give you the floor?
I'm going to lead, y'all. So right now we're at Mall of America, Lululemon in Mall of America, because we have Erin Opria on today. You probably see that in the title. So I'm telling you now, we'll give you kind of her intro in just a second. But anyways, it is a Saturday. It is Mall of America. It is hyped up in here. There's people everywhere. I think it has to do with Easter weekend and people with their families.
So too.
But also Erin probably sold out her event because she's fucking sick.
She's so cool.
She coached like some fitness HIIT workout. She is freaking awesome. But anyway,
so badass.
So Sid calls me. She's like, I can't find a spot. I'm driving Jordan's truck. I'm like, oh, great. I bet I'll get there and I'll find a spot right away. Like, I just thought it was going to happen.
You had good
to
luck.
Me.
You're like, my good luck is like floating around.
Right. I'm driving around MOA, just circling, cannot find a spot. Finally, you know, when you see someone like walking with a bag towards their car, you're like, I'm following her. So I follow her slowly, like give her enough time. She gets in her car. I put my blinker on left. I'm ready to turn left when she pulls out. I'm, you know, casually sitting there, giving her plenty of space, plenty of time.
You're a good Samaritan.
Yes. Cars start piling up behind me. I'm getting a little anxious because I'm like, I'm causing a huge line. But I'm like, it's fine. I'm going to get a spot. Then I'll move on. She finally pulls out. Out of fucking nowhere, this dude just skirts in there. Skirts in the spot with the long line behind me. He's coming the other direction, right? And so he squirts skirts.
I'm like, oh.
He squirted.
What did he do? Whoa.
Boys don't squirt. So he goes right in there. And I'm like, you are kidding me. So.
Oh, hell no.
If you know me, I do become a Karen when it comes to certain situations. Guess what the fuck I did?
Please tell me, because now I'm scared.
I literally got out of my car. And before I got out, I did the longest horn honk. I was just so pissed off. I was waiting for, I'm not kidding you, 15 minutes for this woman to leave.
I would have been livid.
So I'm shaking. I honk the horn long. I get out of my car. The door stays open as I go over to his car. And I point at his window. I tap his window. It wasn't a tap. It was a harder tap. it wasn't a pound, but it was like a, you know, like, excuse me. And I go, he rolls his window on. I go, uh-uh. I was waiting for 15 minutes. I was like, you have to leave.
And he did not tell me I had to leave.
I didn't know what else to do. I was like, you're going to literally go get a drink and mojito at, I don't know, the hotel. And I have to go record a podcast. So you got to get out of your car and leave. So he goes, he didn't say anything, but he like rolled his window up and then put his car in reverse. I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
So then he left and I went in the spot.
You did not. And you know what the worst part is?
And then I felt bad, but I'm shaking. And I was like, I needed this spot. I got to be on time. And I was waiting. He budged. Like, he was in the fault. So I could have been a little more calm about it, but I didn't know what to do.
First of all, no. Second of all, are you kidding me? I would have been livid. But the funniest thing I'm picturing right now is you jumping out of your car, leaving your car door open. There's a line of cars behind you.
They all saw me.
You're over at the window. They probably thought, holy crap, this girl's got some like bipolar like situation going on. She's having like a freak because... Not
but
gonna
I
lie,
think
we are a little cray cray.
We are cray cray. But I'm not going to lie. The cars behind me were on my side.
They were.
The other guy came out of nowhere and they were like, no, that girl was waiting. At least Sid, that's what I hope they thought. But to be honest, they're all probably like, this bitch.
You're assuming what they thought and what they felt. But I'm like, I need to take a breath because I'm getting hot even thinking about that happening to me because I would have been livid.
You have
livid.
No idea.
No. Get your ass out of my spot.
Anyways, do you have a straight kind of moment?
Jay Louie in the house. I just had to give him a peace sign, say what up. Oh,
what up, Jay?
The boys
Louie.
Are here.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have one more.
Oh, you have another one?
Really quick.
No, I kind of like that.
So this was originally my straight kind of moment, but then this happened. I'm like, this overrides.
Okay, amazing.
But more real. You know, you guys are with me through my anxiety. Had another flare up. We love it. Slept 5 hours. I was like going insane last night. I put my salt inside of my refrigerator.
Okay.
And then I got into the shower with my socks on.
Oh, okay.
Because my brain was like so overstimulated. And I was also PMSing, started crying. I cried like 4 times yesterday. So if y'all are wondering. Today, I'm doing well.
We here for you.
A little bit better. We slept 6 hours, so a little
six
better.
6 is good. Mm-hmm. We'll take 6.
I need 8, though, or else I'm a little psycho. Oh, I am psycho today.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, I'm like, I was going to say, I'm like, oh, nothing changed. I'm proud of you for admitting that and moving on from it and being like, yep, I'm better. I'm growing. I'm amazing.
Yes, yes. Okay. You just got to do what you got to do. Sid.
Gotta do what you got to do. Okay.
If you can't tell, we're not rushing at all.
No.
Sid, your turn.
Me panting. Oh my God. You should have just gone up to the window and done that. You freak.
I also had a lot of
you
coffee.
You freak. Let's see. Oh, so okay. Now I feel kind of bad about doing mine because it's like the opposite of what I feel bad.
Why?
I was going to have kind of a real one today.
I had a real one.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
I know, but it's the opposite. And I feel like
good.
I'm like,
Sid, look at me. We got to embrace our opposites.
Okay.
Vibes.
Okay. All right.
Our differences. Opposites. Well, let's hear.
You'll understand why. So I was reflecting as I rode on the plane because I had a little bit of wine and I feel like once I have a little wine, I'm reflecting out the window sitting next to Karen and Mike. I don't know if that's actually their names, but they're kind people, good people. And I'm just sitting there and I'm looking out the window and I am proud of myself. And you know why? I read 100 pages in my book and I haven't read in seven years.
What book?
I don't know what it's called. I forget what it's called.
Well, that doesn't fucking help us.
Wait, hold on. Let me think of it. It's called Just Us, something like that. I don't know, but it's really good. There's a guy named Atlas and there's a girl named Ellie.
Wait, I read that.
And what's it called? Just Us.
Is it by Colleen Hoover?
Yes.
Yes.
What's it called?
Oh my God, that's such a sexy book.
It is kind of very sexy. I was
The
like,
End of Us? Something
like that? It's Just Us, I think it's called.
This is Colleen Hoover, though, I think.
Yeah, it is
It's
her.
A love story.
Yeah.
But also like... See, that's the books you
it's
need to read
spicy.
Are the ones that get you a little horny.
No, I was like, ooh, I'm sitting next to Karen and Mike, like looking over as if like maybe they're reading the page I'm reading. A little side eye. And then I'm like, nah, they're not. I'm just going to get back to my book. Oh, God. I texted Jordan. I was like, I am totally horny. No, I literally did. I'm like, I am totally horny from a book, you guys, a book. So I'm just proud of myself because I'm like, I never read and I am excited to read the book again. And I haven't found that in 7 years, you guys. I'm freaking hyped.
You like, need to read hyped. All. I have a book by Colleen Hoover that you need to read. It's called Verity. It's not as sexy, but it's still sexy.
Oh, I'm,
it's a
I'm
little
in.
More like thriller vibe, though.
I like thriller, though. I read a really good thriller. It's called Butterfly Garden, but it's kind of like messed up. So anyway, don't read it if it's like, it's kind of intense. Just read the back of the cover and you'll understand. But I'm going to read November 9 because my friend told me to read it. Anyway, what I was getting to, too, is that I just feel like... Whoa, my tickle in my throat. I just feel like I'm in such a different place when I reflect backwards on even like a year or 2 years from now. Like I never had taken a second to slow down and realize how severe my anxiety was and how severe like the feelings I had were every single day that I never like read into or addressed. Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, my stomach doesn't drop when I think about like where my boyfriend is or like when I think about the day and I don't wake up and my heart is racing and I don't have heart palpitations and I just hadn't realized I hadn't sat down and taken a breath and been
way
like,
way to rub it in.
Yeah, no, I know this is why I said, now I feel bad telling my thing. I'm so sorry. That's
no,
why
I
said it.
I get it.
That's
it's
why
okay.
I said that. I go, great.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
But I'm not,
so sorry. I love you
I'm
so much.
I'm not there yet. And
that's
okay.
Oh, Jinx, Yomia. Beats, what is this? Beats tequila drink or something,
yeah.
Whatever we're going to be sipping on.
We'll have Erin explain it, but she drinks some weird shit, man.
I love it. I'm like, okay, we'll take it. But really, truly, I wanted to talk to you guys and just say, if you're in a position in a place where you wake up and your heart is beating way too fast and your stomach is dropping, I felt like I was on a roller coaster for about like 3 years. Like literally my stomach dropped probably 30, 40 times a day. I never could take a full breath in. I had profuse sweating issues and I would poop my pants like every other day. No joke. No joke. Seriously. And so I just have to say, if you're sitting there right now, find the issue. Find the issue. Seek help, like either a therapist or medical help if it's maybe like maybe you need an anti-anxiety, whatever it may be for you, and address what's making and causing the problem. Because once I figured out what it was, my life literally changed. And
what
I'm sitting
it?
Here telling you, it was a relationship. It was a really, really toxic relationship. Yeah. And it was not putting me first and not being okay with like, nah, yeah. I couldn't slow down. So anyway, I just had to address that today because I really reflected on it and it felt damn good.
I love that. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I was just so like, I had to say that. And the wine. You're getting there too.
I know. Promise. And mine relates for sure to like finances right now. Like I think it changes. Like sometimes it might be relationship. Sometimes it might be family. Like right now it's 100% finances.
And that happens. Yeah. Also, can I just say one more straight candid moment? It's very small. And I got the notification right now. Yes. Someone is trying to hack into my freaking Yahoo mail. Get your ass out of my Yahoo mail.
Who uses
every
Yahoo?
Day I get a text every day. Look how many I got today,
Sid,
so far.
Sid, why are we
look
using
how many?
Why are we using Yahoo?
Here's your verification code. Who the hell are you, Jim Bob, or wherever you are? Get the hell out of my Yahoo mail. I don't even use that shit, but no.
Just get rid of the Yahoo.
Yeah. Let him hack that shit.
I don't even
get
know
out.
How to delete it. Okay, that's a later project. Later project. Bye. Whatever. Anyway. Why are we here? What is going on? It is time, my friends, to tell you who the heck is coming on the podcast.
Oh my God.
And she is freaking baller, you guys. Her name is Erin Opria. If you want to Google her right now or check her out on Instagram, she got like 200 something thousand followers. No big deal.
She is baller. She is badass. She is a babe.
She's a
boss bitch. Who is she? Let's give her a little intro.
Okay, so Erin Opria is a celebrity fitness trainer, author, and U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran. She has trained some of the biggest names in country music, including Maureen Morris, Florida Georgia Line, Kacey Musgraves, and the one and only Carrie Underwood.
Hey! Oh my God, Carrie Underwood has the best legs. We got to ask her about that, baby.
Yes, honey, those calves.
So not only, in addition to being a fitness badass, she completed two tours of active duty in Iraq.
Holy
she
crap.
Is a mother of three and made it clear to us when we had this little call beforehand. We're like, what should we talk about? Mm-hmm. That we can ask her all the dirty details about her marriage, sex, motherhood. So pretty much all things are a go. So you know I'm going to ask about, like, do we give blowjobs when we're married? All the goods.
All the goods. So if he wants the details, she was like, I want all the details.
I was
honey.
Like, wait, she mentioned blowjobs on the call? Let's go.
No, I literally asked her, I'm like, is that cool? And she's like, what? Yeah, obviously. And I'm like, yeah, obviously.
We're like,
duh,
yeah,
right? I should never have asked. You're so right. Anyway, without further ado, from Mall of America, Lululemon, let's bring Erin. We're back. We got to give it a little energy. Erin Opria on the mic.
Hello, hello, ladies.
Oh, yes. I knew she was going to be spicy.
I like a little spice in my life. I'm like, Erin, we're so hyped to have you here. Also, how did the event go before this?
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. They brought so much energy. It just felt good to be back up on stage again.
Oh,
we had the best freaking time.
Explain the workout a little bit. What'd you guys do?
So it was all body weight, no burpees. Burpees are dumb.
Yeah. Thank you. Dumb. Thank you. So it made me do them today.
I did.
Oh,
dumb. Like, I coached this morning, which is why we couldn't go, but...
Well, you should have come to the cooler class. You missed it.
I know.
I know.
She was teaching.
I had to teach it, though.
Well, you should have told all your clients that they wanted to come to this class.
I know. I wish if I could get out of my own job.
Job? I would. Make your own.
What? Good point.
There you go.
Ayo. I need benefits right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's
she needs that money. Yeah. She needs that.
Okay, anyways.
But yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. It was so fun.
I'm glad. Yeah, we're at Lululemon Mall of America. I said that before she jumped on, but we're here. We're freaking live from the Embrace North Room, which is pretty sick. Liz in the house. We got a bunch of people in here. I'm excited. We're waiting for my mom. She's going to pop in the door any minute now. But Erin, we gave you a little intro, but kind of want to hear your own elevator pitch of like what you say.
Hey, did you tell everybody how cool I was?
We kind of did.
Yeah, we called you a badass, a babe, a boss bitch. What else did we say?
I think that was the three B's.
Baller. Yep.
Oh my
Which is
goodness.
True with her Nikes straight up. Look at this. We got our Nike gang going
we
on.
We all
here.
Have Nikes.
High tops. Ayo.
Mine are like the 80s neon.
Well, you painted them yourself, which is sick.
It was so fun too.
It's like a project.
I want to try that.
Everybody should do it. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like mindless. And you just sit there and paint and listen. You can listen to podcasts and paint.
Ayo. Listen to Straight Candid.
There you go.
There you go.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Thank you. Elevator pitch. If someone were to ask you who you are, what the heck would you say?
So I would say right now, my current career is a celebrity trainer. That's what I'm labeled as. For me, I just get to train really awesome, good people. Fitness has always been a huge part of my life. I got certified when I was 18. I'm now 44. So like the old person trainer.
You look good.
And, you're sweet. I mean, I got some good wrinkles, but that's okay. I worked hard for those bad boys. I get my Botox. I said, don't get rid of my wrinkles. I mean, I love them.
It means you live a good life.
Like, I don't want to try to look like I'm 20. Yeah. I was like, that's my kid's age. I'm good. Yeah. My kids be like, mom, your shorts are too short. I was like, fuck yourself.
I'm dead.
But so yeah, so I'm a trainer now, but also did 9 years in the Marine Corps. So I got certified to train, and then I decided to join the Marine Corps for 9 years. And then what else would I do besides go back to training? I would have stayed in and retired, but I was going to lose custody of my children. So I chose to get out at that point. So I was getting ready to deploy for my third time. And they said, if you go, then you can't have full custody. So yeah, I guess it's time to get out. That was a really hard decision. Wow. I mean, I love my kids. Obviously, I made the right decision, but I loved the Marine Corps. It was like,
you had the best time ever.
Well, you can't really call the military the best time.
No, but I mean, I know that's probably not the right word, but
it was a passion that I really thrived on.
More so how it shaped you probably.
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was an amazing experience, and I wouldn't take, I mean, it was terrible at times, terrible, but I wouldn't take back any part of it. I learned so much from that time.
You were the first female of like many things, right? Like many, many things. Can you tell us what those are?
Yeah. So I went to, obviously I joined the Marine Corps, and then one of my tours to Iraq, I did two tours to Iraq. The first tour was not normal, but I went in on day one of the big war, and we went 66 days, no showers, and then lived in fighting holes. And then we did finally get to live in tents, like two man tents, but the zippers wouldn't work because of sand. Nothing works, sandstorms. So you might as well just be living out in the sand. But, and then my second tour, which was, I came home for 6 months, and then I left for, my kids were really young. They were 1 and 3 and then 2 and 4 when I left the second time. Wow. So I came home for 6 months, and I left again. And the second tour was during the big invasion of Fallujah. And a lot of people are like, what's that? It was a really deadly, ugly battle in the Iraq War, the second Iraq War. And I led the first female platoon to ever be formed in the Marine Corps, which they've never done. I was in charge of that, but also the first female to ever be attached to infantry in the Marine Corps. And then the first females to ever be attached to infantry in a war zone.
Whoa. Holy shit. So she was a badass. We were right with that one.
So I learned a lot. I had the best experience. I worked my ass off and did some really cool shit.
So two questions. What prompted you then to even go into the Marine, you know?
You want to know the real truth?
Yeah.
You want to know who my idol is in my life?
Who?
G.I. Jane.
Okay.
Not Demi Moore, which I'm sure she's fantastic. The character. They're like, do you want to meet Demi Moore? No, I want to meet the character. If she come as a character, it'd be amazing.
Great. I love it.
I love G.I. Jane. I was like, I'm going to join the Navy SEALs. Now that's an option for women. Back then that was not, because everything was closed to women. I had to fight so hard for women's rights in the Marine Corps, because when it was time to deploy, they're like, oh, you can't go. You're a woman. I was like, I've done all the same training as the guys, and I can't go.
Probably kick their ass.
Yeah, I had a perfect score. I beat most of them on PFT, like our fitness test.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Tell us about the fitness test.
So it's a 3-mile run. For men, it's 20 pull-ups. For women, it's flex arm hang. It might have changed, though. I mean, granted, I've been out for a while.
Yeah.
And then it was sit-ups, which sit-ups are the easiest.
Yeah.
How many?
The run. I think it was 100. It changed. It was 80, and then it went to 100. In 2 or 3 minutes. I can't remember. Gosh, I'm getting old, dude.
And you're like, I've been training my life for this. I got it.
Yeah, A plus, no problem.
And
I'm
then the flex
trainer.
Arm hang for women is where you just got to hang it above the bar and hold for 70 seconds. Oh, and so guys have to do 20 pull-ups, which I think it should be the same. Some people will go against me, but I think it, I don't know what it is now, but guys can't do the flex arm hang very good, and girls can't do pull-ups very good. I love pull-ups personally.
You're an
animal. Do you do kipping pull-ups or just straight?
No, straight.
Oh, God, you're an animal.
No kipping.
Jesus.
Well, the Marine Corps, all kipping was taken out. If your legs went forward, I don't know if it's changed because they have gone to more CrossFit style, so they might have changed it back. But if your legs went across, like they put your arm, if your legs hit their arm, then that one didn't count.
Oh, my God.
So it was straight. You could do whatever grip. You could go either over or under.
You know, this reminds me of
what
gym class in like middle school, you get presidential and you had to like, and you get like nervous for gym class. You're like walking into third period. You're like, oh my God, I got to do the bar hang today.
I always got the second one down because I can't reach my toes. I couldn't reach my toes when I was little. I played hockey, so my muscles were so tight that I couldn't, I'd be like, ugh. I'm like, I didn't get presidential award, but I go play sports every night. I was pissed. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
That would suck.
It doesn't matter. Let it go now. I let it go.
Yeah. Okay. So between G.I. Jane, and I was like, oh, they get to go camping. Oh my gosh, they go camping for 2 weeks. That looks like so much fun. Let me tell you, it's not really a camping trip.
Like I didn't think it was.
It's not.
This isn't your glamping in like a glam tent.
No.
No,
and people will say, you want to go camping? No, I've had my fill. Give me a 5-star. 66. I'm good. I'm good.
66 days of no shower. No. Okay. You talk about how it was obviously you've had struggles and you had to fight for women in the Marines. Like what did that look like day to day? Like what were your fights?
So day to day, I just wanted to prove myself that I could do what men could do. So my unit was all men and two women.
Wow.
And I wanted to prove that I was just equal and I would work hard and I wasn't going to say, oh my God, I can't do that. I'm a girl, which women, I hate to say it, they did do that. Yeah. And so I wanted to prove that not all women are that way.
And I bet that shaped you into the hell of a good trainer you are today, for sure. So I do want to hear a little bit more about your celebrity trainer status and who you train. But I will say first, just because I really want to take a sip of this drink, can we chat about what we have in front of us and why?
Yeah.
You want the happy drink?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us.
It's beet juice and tequila. And all you guys are going to be like, eh. You're wrong.
Okay, well, let's find out. How about we?
I like beet juice and I like tequila.
So your beet juice has to be mixed. Like my mix is beets, lemon, ginger. It tastes like, so lemon take the flavor, the beets sweeten the ginger, ginger gives it a kick. And so it's—
ooh, that sounds good.
And so it's like, I would describe it as an off lemonade. Put some tequila with it. And so beets give you lots of energy. And then, I mean, tequila, does it not make you want to dance?
Oh, my God.
Makes me want to take my shirt off.
Everything makes me want to take my shirt off.
I had 3 tequila margaritas last night, and I was having a good time. Jordan's like, okay, we're going home.
I feel like wine makes me want to, like, slow dance and, like, be sensual. And then tequila makes me want to take my shirt off.
Okay, let's try
tequila's
these.
Tequila's a happy drink.
Cheers, you guys. Aaron, we're so happy.
Cheers. Don't spill it on your white pants.
Ooh, that you were close. Ooh. Almost came over the lip. All right.
If anyone spilled a drink, who would it be? Aaron? Her. Yep, Sid. Agreed. With the white pants.
Oh,
okay,
baby.
What do we think?
Oh, wow. I love it. Oh, yeah, because you don't have a straw. Where'd your straw go? It's in your water.
I don't need a straw.
I like to suck it.
Dang, you're right.
I go right for the rim.
Ooh, that's good.
Right for the rim.
Right for the rim. Okay.
Speaking of rim jobs.
Literally, rim jobs.
Can we, right before we go into training, I just wanted to ask one more question about that to wrap up that, because we've never had anybody who's been on
part
of the military, part of the Marines, nothing on our podcast yet.
Marine Corps is awesome.
It's a big deal. You're a big deal.
I am?
Yeah, you are.
Oh my gosh. Will you tell my kids?
I'm going to tell your kids right now. Okay. We can FaceTime them.
Why aren't they here?
Yeah, we want to
Because
see
them. The Easter Bunny has to come.
Oh, true. That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, like we have to get... They're 22 and 20.
I called my mom last night and I said, can we do an Easter egg hunt? We still do them.
I love that.
We have Easter egg hunts and I got their Easter baskets.
You did?
They get Jordans and stuff now for Easter.
Okay. Can you adopt me? You want to adopt me? I'm
mom,
ready.
Yeah, like over the there, bunny, mom, are you listening?
Easter Bunny brings different kinds of stuff now. They're like, I don't want candy. You know how a lot of like teenagers and 20-year-olds, Rice Krispie treats are the pre-workout?
Oh, yeah.
So my kids are both into fitness and they're like, we don't want candy. And I was like, I got all these like decorative Easter Rice Krispie treats.
Excuse me, you don't want that, but it's up to the Easter Bunny. It's not up to me.
I know, right?
Okay. We'll see yourself.
They're like, did the Easter Bunny bring underwear? I don't know.
I don't know. It's not me. God dang it. No, the last question I want to ask you is, what was it like coming home from war? Because
coming home is a very terrible experience. You're in your mind, you have, oh my gosh, I get to go home. I'm going home. I'm going to see my family. But then you come home and it's not what you think, because all you want to do is be with the people that you've been with because they understand what you've been through. And then you come home and you're supposed to be a mom. And it's like, mom, 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 mom. Because they're so excited. They don't understand that you're kind of different in the head. So counseling does wonders.
Yeah. Counseling was what you think brought you back to like who you are. Kind of like even keeled you.
Absolutely. I really struggled.
Do you still see a therapist?
No.
We were chatting about
it. I'm not saying that I shouldn't see a therapist. Yeah. Probably not for that, but for other things. But
same.
We talked about it in the intro, actually, because I was just like feeling a little more balanced. So I had to ask that because I have to know.
That was a great question. I liked that.
Thank you. But now training, we have so much to ask. Can you run us through who you train right at current?
So I have Lauren Elena, Mara Morris, Kelsey Ballerini, Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line. Gosh, I've worked with so many people, though. Like,
I saw Carrie Underwood, right?
Yeah, I trained her for 11 years.
Holy crap. That's a long time.
You gave her the legs.
She has some beautiful legs. She worked hard for those legs. I was just there to cheer her on. I didn't do it.
She's got the best legs in country.
Hey, that's what hard work does. Hard work and consistency. Mm-hmm. Consistency.
Can I ask your style of training? Like, you more, when you train these celebrities, are you more like Just because, like, I'm curious. I'm a trainer too. Are you more like lifting type? Are you like lifting. Hit? Let's go. Okay.
No, I wouldn't say I'm hit.
Okay.
I like to mix in some jumping, but it's not like the insanity workouts that are jump, 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 jump. Like on my Pretty Muscles app, I tell you exactly what to do every single day, and it's weight training. And yes, there's going to be days that have some jumping in it. There is no burpees in the workouts because I'm not a...
Thank God.
I know you're like, I did burpees today. Yeah. Dumb.
Like, dumb.
No burpees in the workout. And then I just, yeah. So I break up the body parts so everyone knows exactly. So they can train just like all the celebrities in their convenience of their own house.
Talk about a selling point. I'm not going to lie. You just kind of sold me.
I don't know why. Why haven't you tried it yet?
Why haven't I?
Yeah.
Because I work for someone that would consider it a competitor. Oh, awkward. No,
who's that?
Lifetime Fitness. Lifetime. Oops, they dropped the fitness. Hey, now I'm saying the name wrong. Oh, geez. I'm going to get fired.
Says out.
I'm out.
Hey, I did an event with Lifetime when they opened in Nashville. I did a workout event with Lindsay L. and Lifetime. That was fun.
Oh, my God. Wait, fun. Mm-hmm. Wait, small world. Yeah. They're everywhere, though. I'm like, well, they're all around. But yeah,
small
Nashville.
World.
You're it's in like Nashville, Lifetime obviously. Down the street. Yeah. You're living there right now because that's where all the country stars live.
Yeah.
Can I ask what they're like behind the you know, mask of like the cameras and the lights and the everything?
Normal, amazing people. Yeah. I choose to surround myself with good people. I don't look for fame. Obviously, it's a world that I'm in, but I like good people.
They're not like listening. That. They're not listening. Is there anyone that's like just that was rude that you had to turn away?
You don't have to say
that. Not a celebrity, okay, but there have been people that are rude that I won't train because they're rude. But not celebrities.
People have bad attitudes. No thanks. Would you say like...
You want to know who else? Sorry.
Oh, no. I want to know.
Who has some amazing legs?
Who?
Janet Kramer. Have you seen those?
I need to look up a picture.
Wait, have you not seen Janet Kramer's legs? Oh, my God.
Is she a country singer?
Well, she's also an actor.
Pull it up.
I'm really
bad. She just finished a movie with Mario Lopez.
What? Yeah, that sounds right.
Janet what?
Kramer.
I looked her up the other day.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, let me see those legs.
Drop dead.
I know who she is. Okay. You train her? Oh my gosh.
I have for like...
God, doesn't it feel good when there's...
I would be lesbian for this woman.
She's drop dead gorgeous, and she's a very strong, amazing woman.
What does she look like at 5 a.m.?
Exactly what you see on there.
No way.
I tell her all the time. I said, can you please just be ugly for me for a day?
Just a day?
We had to do pictures
so I can
next
focus?
To each other.
She dang it.
I was like, can we...
Jay Louie approves.
We had to do pictures next to each other. We did like some stuff in New York together. I was like, fuck, I got to stand next to you for pictures.
Come on.
I was like, somebody brought the ugly duckling to the photo.
Oh, shush up. Come on. Says the trainer over here.
Oh, my gosh. He's
literally, if you punch me with that arm, I swear to God, I'd die probably. Look at that arm.
Fall back.
Look at her biceps. I tried to make those biceps today by doing some curls, but it's going to take a few years. Holy
shit. I
got to
quick mention this because the podcast listeners do know who Jay Louie is after this past episode. Jay Louie walks in and he meets Aaron. He goes up to Aaron. He takes her hand and he goes, hey, I'm Jacob.
Wait, excuse me.
Had you ever know his name was Jacob? I go, what? Dude, don't got
to
fake it for this woman.
She's cool. Be professional around me, and I'm like the least.
I like that. I like that, though.
She tells her kids to fuck off occasionally. You don't need to say Jacob.
Jake, he's like, hello, I'm Jacob. I like that, Jay Louie. I like it. I have to bring this up because I feel like we live in a world where social media is like the thing. It's the thing. You utilize it probably, right, for like your following and sharing. But everybody is striving to be that like it person and be in with the celebrities and trying to be one because you work so closely with it. Would you say it's worth it? Like
what I would say is if you're striving for fame, you're going to fail. If you're striving for money and fame to be rich and famous, you're going to fail. It's a miserable life. Find what truly fills your soul. And famous people are regular people. They got cool jobs. They have a lot of money, most of them. And, but they're people. Like find something that actually fuels you and makes you happy and stop searching for fame. That would be my goal is to tell everyone, stop searching for fame. If it's meant to be, it will happen. Slow and steady wins the race. It doesn't happen overnight. Everyone thinks it happens overnight. They're like, oh my gosh, you train all these people. How'd you do that? 100% word of mouth. Like people ask all the time how I did it. I didn't go looking for it. I remember when I interviewed for Carrie Underwood, I was like, who is she?
Shut up.
Because I'm not a fame, like I just am not, I was in the military, like I didn't care about the fame world at all.
Unplugged, yeah.
And she sings. Oh, I was like, she an actor singer? She's amazing. But yeah, so I was clueless.
We did have a few people write in that were like, how did you get to where you're at?
So how'd I get there? Yeah. So I was training, obviously I got out of the Marine Corps, started training. And my first celebrity client, do you know who Leanne Womack is? guys might not. She's an older.
I don't think I do.
She's like in the Alan Jackson. Do you know Alan Jackson?
I know the name.
Okay, so she's in that generation of, she's in that generation of country music. And actually, I worked with his whole family too.
Okay,
but she,
trying to find the questions, ma'am.
She was my first, her daughter was my first celebrity and she was in high school. And then I trained her mom and then just grew. It was 100% word of mouth.
Damn.
Word of mouth. I never looked for it.
And you just started doing what you loved and continued doing what you loved. And because you did it and you did it wholeheartedly, then the word of mouth got around. And when opportunities came up to elevate, you just went for it and you were chosen.
And I would say, well, one, everyone thinks it was instant money. It's not like because they're famous, they pay you $500 an hour.
You charge the same stuff.
I'm not like, oh, you're rich, so I'm charging you more. Yeah. I'm
that's not really how it works.
That's not how it works.
100,000 per session.
Is that okay?
You.
Just, you have a lot of money in the bank, so are you
good with that? I figured I'd just charge you more because I'm a jerk. That's how it works. But no, literally, I cleaned houses when I started my training career. I started because my goal was to build, I was a single mom. I wanted to be able to support my kids, and I couldn't on training. You guys know training doesn't make a ton of money in the beginning, especially not in the beginning.
No.
And I was like, one day I will be able to support my kids. So I was like, I'll just clean houses until they get out of school. So I started a house cleaning business. And as my training business grew, I would cut one house. And then eventually it was just training. So it was slow and steady. Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
So slow. I mean, house cleaning is kind of fun though. Because it's instant gratification. You leave in, go in a messy house and you leave and you're like, wow, I did a pretty good job. Training's slow. You know, there's no instant gratification in training.
I was just going to say, like, a lot of people think, okay, here's the start line, here's the finish line. You go from one point to the other, and that's how it happens. But it's, like, showing that instant gratification isn't present when it comes to training and building something. It takes time. It takes probably grit. It takes hard work. You probably didn't love doing both of those at the same time, and it took...
Oh, I actually did.
You did. Did you?
You did.
You're a grinder, though. You like to, like, go hard.
I'm a workaholic, but I also really love my family too. Yeah. So like, I like both, but I worked until my kids got out of school and I'd be home for when they got out of school. And then I coached both of them in soccer.
Oh my goodness.
What would you say your favorite thing about training is? And then who is your favorite person that you've trained?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite person. Mm-hmm. I really have worked with so many. I actually really work with great people, mm-hmm. like not just famous. I work with really good people. So I wouldn't say I have a favorite person. My favorite thing about training, that was the other question, right? Mm-hmm. Is when they put on, whether it be a red carpet or they put on an outfit and they send me pictures and they're like, holy shit, Aaron, look. And I was like, you did it. And that's like their smile and their security. I don't care what size they are. They're size 2, size 4, size 10, size 12. I don't care. They're happy and they feel good because there isn't a perfect size. We're all made so differently. There's not... People say, I want Carrie Underwood's legs. I want Janice's legs. You know what? You're probably not ever going to get them because guess what? God made your legs really special for you. And we're shaped all so differently. I can help teach you how to get some pretty lines on those legs, but they're still going to be shaped differently because we're all made differently.
Yeah.
Just think if we were all the same. What a boring freaking
how
world.
Boring.
I know you. Blah. No, we'd all look the same. It would be, there's nothing to work for, nothing to have fun with. Like appeal. You can't look to somebody and be like, I like how you look.
Yeah.
Instead of how I look.
Just
you know what
like
I mean?
You. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, not how it works. You had talked to me when we talked on the phone about like owning your skin is something that you said that was like really something that stood out to you. Right. And something that you felt as you were
owning
coming up
skin.
And owning your own skin. Like that was the
Being
comment that I was like,
who you are.
It stuck like in my head. And I wanted to just hear like, what does that mean to you? Because
that's so funny. There was a little kid a kid. She's 10 years old today that came in to meet me and she couldn't even, she's like, her mom's like, she's so shy. And so I told her, I said, look, what are you shy about? What are you worried about? I was like, we're all people. Why don't you show everybody how awesome you are? And she just smiled and she was so scared.
So cute.
She's her mom's like, she can't look at me. That's not how we roll around here. You gotta be happy. Be happy in who you are because we're all special. Like
that probably changed her world.
I hope so. Because she was like this. And she's like, will you go get me a donut off the donut wall? I was like, no.
Go grab it.
You're a big girl. I want you to go pick out the one you want. Why would I go pick out the one I want for you?
Go. Rewind. There's a donut wall? Where was that?
You missed
like, what's
it.
Going on with
God
that?
Damn it.
Late.
Yummy.
Late. That's what happens when you don't come to the workout party.
I know.
You don't
I know.
Get donuts.
I'm sorry. We're bad news.
I had to work or else I would have been there, baby.
Next time.
Would you say that you own your skin right now? Like you feel like you own the crap out of your skin and you know
who
you
are. Yeah, I'm very secure. Am I perfect? By no means. Do I have wrinkles? Yep. Do I have stretch marks? Yep. Do I have saggy skin? Yep. Do I care? Nah.
How do you find a balance, I guess, in like your lifestyle right now? Because obviously you're like, I'll have a cocktail with this podcast. Absolutely. Like for me, I still struggle with like either all in or all out. I'm like, today I'm going to eat healthy. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, throw it out the window because I can't get like that 80-20, that I just want to know how you find that lifestyle balance. I
feel like that is super important. For me, I found that, yes, you can have alcohol. I try to limit my drinking to, you guys would be like, 2 drinks a week.
Okay, love that.
So whether I do 2 drinks at one time mm-hmm. or I'd spread them out, usually Saturday I have 2 tequilas.
Oh, yeah.
And that's usually it. And then I do love donuts and I love pizza. Mm-hmm. Mine is to not eat small portions of it and then balance out with the rest of it being healthy.
I like that.
So hearing that from a celebrity trainer, it's like, hello, people. You can have it all. You can do it all. It's just got to be in moderation.
Moderation. And people are like, oh, moderation. Because everyone says that. But it works. So if you want a donut, we'll go get lots of donuts. And I'll have a bite of each. And it'll total probably to half a donut to maybe a whole donut. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it daily.
No. And it's interesting because a lot of people think they have a donut. Then they're like, oh, I shouldn't have breakfast now. But in reality, it's like have the donut, but now also have a protein-filled some vegetables, some micronutrients, and you go on with your regular day, but you have the donut in there as well, you know? So still fill up on the good shit.
That's exactly what that's what it's about. Is you go, if you're not hungry, so like when I go out to eat, especially at home, out of town is different, but when I'm at home, I go out to eat not hungry. Like whether I drink a protein shake or something really quick before I go out
sometimes.
To eat. And so then when I'm there, I'm not tempted to get a ton of bad food, maybe a bite or two, and then I can move on to my healthy dinner, whatever I order. And I'm not so tempted. If I go to a restaurant hungry, starving. I'm going to order 3 entrees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have an issue. My dad always is like, oh, yep, sit over ordered again. I'm like, but I finished it. The plates are clean. My mom's laughing over there because it's so true.
Sid does do that. I've gone to eat with her. She's like, we'll get a hungry. few of these. She's like, I haven't ate since breakfast.
I love food.
I'm the same. Yeah. My husband and I eat way too much.
Husband?
Oh, excuse I do me. Have.
Let's chat about this now, baby.
I see the eyeballs over there just looking at us like, oh boy, what's going on?
He's a pretty boy over there.
He's a pretty boy. Look at him. Everyone smile.
They think he's my son. He goes to a boxing class and they're like, oh, did you bring your son with you? I was like, yeah, bitch, listen to me.
Yeah, you're like, are you kidding me?
Nah, and then you guys he goes out with the kids and they think they're all 3 siblings.
Stop. How old are you? 40.
40.
All right. What's your husband's name?
Sean.
How'd you guys meet?
We met playing soccer.
Oh, like a co-ed team or what?
It was kind of co-ed, but mostly all men. Yeah.
Of course.
I guess you would call it co-ed, but there was not.
Because you were there. Yeah. Otherwise it wasn't. No. Yeah.
There was like 2 or 3 women in the league.
What made you fall for him? Or him
actually,
fall for you?
Actually, he asked me, this was really funny. He asked me out on a date, but I was like, oh, you asked me out? At first, I looked at him and I was like, way too young. Fuck that. And then I was like, you know what? Oh, he wants to go to the bar? I'm going to call my guy friends, see if they want to go with us. I didn't realize it was a date. And so I invited all my friends with me to the bar to hang out with him.
And he shows up by himself. He's in a tux. And you're like, what up, bro? How you doing?
I brought my dudes. How we doing?
So I brought some, soccer friends with me to the bar, some guys. And it wasn't quite like that. It was supposed to be a date. And then we've been together ever since.
Oh, my God.
Our second date was to go to my mom's house and play Wii.
That's like a quick, like, meet the parents situation right there.
Yeah.
Going from meet the boys to meet the parents.
How we roll.
That's how you roll.
How long you guys been married?
14. Almost 14 years.
Oh,
almost
okay.
14
for a while.
Oh my God.
So we have some spicy questions for you.
We're going to spice it up a little bit.
We're full of any info you guys want.
I love it.
Well, first, how many kids do you have?
Yeah. 2.
What's the names, the age?
So I have Hunter, who's 22, graduating college next month. I can't believe Hunter. I have a 22-year-old. That does make me kind of feel old. But he is a trainer and works for me, too.
No way.
He works at Chattanooga, and he has a training business under my Pretty Muscles. So I have my Pretty Muscles brand. And then he falls under that too, which is really cool.
That's
so he's
amazing. That's sweet.
Yeah, he's been certified trainer for a couple of years, but he really wanted to dive into it more now that he's graduating.
Good for him.
So that's really exciting. And then my other son is Hayden, and he's 20, and he plays soccer.
Oh, sweet! Gosh. Where does he play?
Well, he plays in Nashville.
Okay, cool. Amazing.
So semi-pro right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to be a prodigy of you two. Holy crap.
Yeah,
talk
please.
About like building the muscles. Right? Like when they come out, they're just like a freak, like lifting weights.
Oh my
weights.
Gosh. My kids have had some big transformations. So Hayden, I'll have to show you guys pictures. Hayden.
I actually creeped. I saw it.
Did you see it? Hayden is my younger one. He went from like, I think he was like 140 pounds. They're both over 6 foot. I think he's 6'1".
Yeah.
And he went from tiny, like a stick, to all of a sudden, oh, here we go.
Of the pictures. Oh my God.
That's one year.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that's not the photo I saw.
That's my younger son.
That's 1 year?
That's 1 year.
Oh, wow.
So we work.
How did he do it?
Mama.
You did it. You were like out there because you have a gym at your house.
We worked out together every day.
But let me hear, like, so people that are listening, I know I've even had like some guy friends that are trying to build muscle and
it was for him. It was really focusing on nutrition, upping calories.
Yep.
Like you
Filler shakes maybe.
We did protein shakes. And then get Hunter too. And then Hunter was my other one. He wanted to lean down. He needed to lean down. He's 6'3"
Oh, he's
so
tall.
They're both tall.
Yeah.
They're both over 6 foot.
It's funny that the key for it's funny that the key for both of them was probably more protein. Fill you up, healthy protein.
Yeah.
Slip it down, fill it up.
The older one really we did food sensitivity tests. And for him, it really affected him.
What were his?
His was basically all meat.
Whoa.
But turkey.
No way.
But turkey and fish. And so when he really buckled down and followed that.
Interesting. Oh, wow.
That was 1 year too.
He looks great.
Insane.
Dang.
Now just think if you got a little tan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
That's our ghost kid.
Get him a little tan. Yeah, there it is.
That's what it is. So tomorrow for Easter, we're having a tanning lotion class.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tanning lotion class?
Yeah. I'm a teacher.
Taught by you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, oh, she's bringing someone in. Then I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, no, he's too funny.
I was imagining, literally some person, you had like, you hired someone to come in and then put a little lotion on your knees before you put the tanning lotion on so your knees
Watch between the fingies, the toes.
We wear gloves. And then after you put on, you like wipe each like spot, the creases and the elbows.
Genius.
And we do one arm and then you wipe it. So I taught my younger son too. We already had that class.
This is kind of helpful. So I don't wear gloves and I always have orange hands.
That's
so dumb.
Sometimes when I come to see you,
which
her
brand
hand
do you
is like
use
orange.
Too?
Bondi Sands.
I use Saint Tropez, the black and white one.
Oh, I think I just got that one actually in the mail.
The black and white one's amazing, but wear a glove.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh God.
And then
after, don't you rub a little bit on the back of your hands?
Yes, but you don't wash them.
No,
you rub it on your hands after you finish, like, and then you rub the excess that's a little bit left, like a tiny bit left on the mitt. Then you rub it on your hands and then you take like a Kleenex or something and wipe over your knuckles and the outside of your fingers to make sure there's no excess.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to think of what I was doing before, which is not that.
So I do a bottom part of my leg and then I wipe around my knee, my ankles, and then I do the next part of my leg. It takes me 6 minutes and I do it probably once a week, maybe twice a week.
You can see my bad tan on my neck right now. I literally have a patch.
Nice job.
But I also have, I have psoriasis. So sometimes the patches come out and then I'm like, frick. Now
it's not even noticeable. So
I know. Well, whatever.
It adds character.
I have to tell this story because it's hilarious and it's about self-tanner. And I just thought of it. My friend told me this. I'm not going to say who it is. Otherwise they'll get mad probably, but I have to say this. So her boyfriend always uses her products without her knowing. And she bought this face mister tanner, right? And he thought it was like a body mist, like a moisturizing body mist because it says that, but it's like Tan Lux or something. So like if you'd know, right?
Right.
But he's a guy. So she he wakes up the next day and he gets up and she goes, oh my God, and says his name. What the hell? Did you use my spray tanner? And he's like, no. And she's like, yes, you did. You used my product. And he's like, no, I didn't. He looks in the mirror. His whole face looks like Donald Trump, like oranger than the orange you've ever seen. The back of his hands and the palms of his hands were so tan. I didn't believe it. He had to go to a business meeting and then he had to go on a trip and his hands were just orange.
That
and in the business
hilarious.
Meeting, he had a line, like a straight up line around his chin, orange. I thought it was freaking hilarious. And he was so embarrassed. And she's like, I caught you red handed. You were lying straight up to my face because you look like an orange. So chill.
That is
chill
hilarious.
With that. Anyway, I had to share.
Bad self-tanning is really bad.
Yeah.
But I honestly have bad self-tanner than be pale sometimes.
Oh my God. Same.
I've never done a spray tan. I only do tanning lotion.
Yeah. I have. But
spray tan?
Everybody does spray tan.
Spray tan makes me so dry. And I can't control it. And I just like,
I can't
it's
control
cheaper.
It. That's a problem.
I just feel better when I'm tan. Like my self-confidence goes so far
does.
Up. I know. And,
that's why
but
I told
it's
Connor,
like,
I said, man, you get a tan and then your abs are going to look 5 million times better.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm like, I'm looking at your son. I'm like, whoops.
Okay. So you've been married for 14 years. We kind of want to hear like I'm in a 1 year relationship, not even. And then like, we still struggle with like, okay, how do we keep it spicy? Do you keep your sex life?
We set a New Year's resolution to try to do it.
I love this.
I used to be like,
so that was your New Year's resolution this year?
Yeah.
Spice up the sex life.
And what, we're 4 months
in? Not really spice it up to actually have it.
He's over there. He's like, huh?
I think
yeah,
we
what?
Set a record this year, the Sean, though, didn't we? We're doing
hell yeah.
so good.
Let's go.
Like six? Oh, three times.
Okay, but going from whatever it was before to I now mean, where you're at, you're making an effort.
Twice a year.
One.
No, twice a year.
He has a one
liar.
Finger.
You're lying, Sean.
Is this after a few like tequila beat?
No,
beet juice,
if
or is
you
it-
give me tequila beet juice, I'm going to dance. And then as soon as I sit down, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
So
that.
I'm not going to do that.
Why is it everyone likes to have sex after they have alcohol?
For
I
me,
don't know.
As soon as I lay down, the last thing I want to do is have sex.
Well,
maybe
I,
it's because I party too hard when I have the alcohol. And then when
probably.
I stop, I'm done.
I like it because like I feel more kinkier and I just want to have some fun, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
And I just do some weird things. Like you just never know what's going to happen. That's oh. why.
He's like, come on,
I
come
think,
on.
Like, shot,
you know
shot,
what I,
shot.
You know what I think?
Drink some more tequila so we can have fun on the airplane on the way home.
Mile High Club, baby.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. She's going to dance instead. With marriages, though, and we're not in one, obviously. Like 2 years, a little under a year. We're trying to keep it spicy, trying to keep it fun. But I feel like there's like shame that comes with it when you like stop doing it, or you think like everybody else is doing it and I'm not, or like it becomes less.
Yeah,
like,
shame?
Yeah,
I have no shame.
Her husband yells, "Where's the shame?"
I have no shame, but
there
honestly,
shouldn't be.
The,
that's what I'm saying.
The sex, there are some people that have it all the time, but the mass majority of couples do not, and so then you feel uncomfortable. You're like, "What's wrong with me?" Especially in your 40s, you're like. Sex who? Sex why? I got to get better, though. I made my New Year's resolution this year. I was like, I'm going to have sex this year, at least once a month. I haven't passed that one yet.
But coming up on it, because technically we're still in April.
Oh, yeah. So if I have sex this month.
Yes.
Sean, it's going to be your lucky month.
I was going to say, I'm like, here we go.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No, seriously, though, because 14 years of marriage, I mean, like, you've got many more years to go. You've already gone almost 15 years. Like, how the heck... Do you keep it spicy?
Because I have the best man, to be honest. I literally have the best man. And I'm not just, I mean, one, he's really hot. He looks like he's 20. But
he does look like he's 20 years old. I'm like, what the heck? When you walked up, I go, who is that?
I do like that you brought that up, though, because, yeah, I think people always compare, just like we're comparing bodies and we're comparing this, that. Some people are just more sexual than others. And some people, as you get into those relationships, you slow things down a little bit. And I guess, like, the comparing game kind of does have to stop. And I think you guys seem to understand each other. And lastly, sex doesn't always need to mean like P and the V. You know what I'm saying? It can mean
a good like, blowjob.
Yeah. Blowjobs.
But I'm like, blowjob.
Do you have a blowjob?
Tell us about blowjobs.
Yeah, but do you have a blowjob story? I think you do. I think we do have a blowjob story.
Oh, yeah. Sean's birthday. We're sitting at the dinner table. And I think Hayden was like maybe... Oh, you think like 16. He could have been 15. He said, Mom, it's Sean's birthday today. So they're his stepkids.
Oh, okay.
He's been with them since they were in kindergarten. So
they're his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had mostly all the custody. And he goes, Mom, don't you think you're supposed to give Sean his blowjob? It's his birthday.
On a blowjob.
We have very open communication in our house.
I like that because we're crazy, Mom. She can allude to that. But it's like we say all the things, the crazy things. But when you leave the house and you close the front door and you go out to the real world, I'm not talking about penises and blowjobs like on the daily. You know what I mean?
Am.
Like I feel like it.
But then we're on mic talking about them.
But we're here. Okay. But this is a different setting. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like you can be mature and still have open relationships and conversations at home, like with your kids. Like what would you say your parenting style is? Just out
my
of curiosity.
Parenting style. My kids and I are so close. We are a very, very close family. I feel very proud of that at their ages that they still choose their Friday nights to hang out with Mom.
Aww.
And I feel like it's my parenting style is communication. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can't tell me. I will support and help you as much as I can, but you have to be honest with me. And so we kind of like sex was a very open conversation in our house. If you're going to have it, come to me first. Like we're going to learn. Like I taught them what a tampon was. I didn't want them to have a girlfriend and be scared to hold a tampon. I'm like, no, here's what tampons do. They go in like this.
Oh, to your boys.
Yeah, I taught them.
I love that.
So I kind of taught them all the things that, so when they got to, at some point, my husband carries all my tampons. I don't carry a purse. So I wanted my boys to not be scared to, like, you know, if you have a teenage boy and like, ooh, a tampon? like my son carries all of his girlfriend's tampons now.
Oh, that's cute.
That is the cutest thing.
They've been married.
I'm like, whoa.
They live together.
Young gun.
I think they'll get married soon, though, honestly. I think in a year. 2 years. What do you think, Sean? Year, 2 years.
Yeah. You approve?
But she's oh my gosh, she's freaking gorgeous.
Really?
She's like 5'10". She should be a supermodel.
She's tall. Yeah.
She's 5'10" and so lean. You should pull a picture, Sean.
Sean's the camera guy. He's got all the pics.
But yeah, she's absolutely amazing. But he carries all of her tampons for her and everything. I'm like, proud mom. It's the little things in life you gotta be proud of.
I really like that you say it's open communication, because I think, for example, like you not turning down that blowjob comment at the dinner table, like I was kind of afraid to say stuff like that. And then there was secrets that I kept from my parents. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important that you're like very open about it. And I love that. Yeah. So question, did he get his birthday present?
I don't think so.
No, he yells.
I think we actually had to tell Hayden no too. I was like, I didn't tell him that day.
Like
not today, Zerg.
No, mommy, you want the Easter Bunny to come or not, buddy? Shut your little mouth, huh? God dang it. I will say, your guys' dynamic, I can already tell you've got a strong badass relationship.
I love like, you guys.
What? He does all of my events with me. Like he's like the hype man. He's the DJ, the hype man. He brings the best energy. We really have a good time together.
What
perfect
is,
no, oh,
we should
but
have
happy.
Had him on here too.
I know. Can you come over here for a second? Because I want to ask you what the best part of him is. And I want him to respond and say his best part about Aaron.
Also, so YouTube can see what he looks like, because you're typing him up. So
I know everyone's looking him up. They're like, "Who dad? Who dad?
Who dad? Who dad?"
So Aaron,
welcome.
I saw that on a question on like I Googled my name for some reason. What was I? Somebody told me to Google my name, but the top question came up: how old is Aaron Oprea's husband?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, everyone thinks.
Yeah, how old's your boyfriend?
I'm
well,
either getting.
Cycling, I went younger.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sean Oprea, her husband.
He's like,
so you have a boyfriend. Can you tell me more about your boyfriend?
Oh, he's so hot. You should see him. I'll introduce you later. We all gotta have a side fling.
I know, literally. Okay, wait.
The worst thing about it is like you get hyped up, and then you're like, yeah, come on, Cameron, get judged by everything.
Everybody like,
just
oh,
heard for the last 30 minutes. Oh, okay. Well, I think, well, for, you know, how old you are, you're probably okay looking.
You actually do not, now that you're closer, you do not look 40.
No, it's kind of scary. You look like one of my friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaking me out. I'm like, what? I feel like I've seen you before.
Everyone thinks.
I'm their friend. They're telling me I'm cool.
Yeah.
You're both cool.
We're talking about me.
So everyone thinks my kids and him are the same age.
So, crowning achievement. Short story. I'll go as fast as we can.
No,
going down to visit Hunter and his girlfriend in their house.
Oh, shit.
And they're going to rub this into my son. So I have a redheaded stepchild. It's amazing. I beat him constantly. It's allowed. Right? And so we went out to dinner where his girlfriend was. serving. And they had her colleagues had never met her boyfriend, and they just knew he was coming in. And so we sat down at the table, and they thought I was her boyfriend. And I'm like, let's go, baby. Like, she's 20. She's hot. I'm like, I'm pulling that. Let's go.
I have never heard the end of that.
Like, I'm going to.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
They high five. You guys are sweet.
How's that feel, Hunter?
Oh my God. This is
and
gold.
So he says it nonstop. I can still pull a 20-year-old. I'm like, bitch, please.
You're like, yeah, right. Come on.
Oh,
you guys are comedy.
God.
You know that? You guys are freaking hilarious.
We should have had you both on this whole time. God
I know.
Damn.
What the heck? But
no, we're good.
Okay, wait.
Aaron's
you,
like,
you chose
Aaron's
the right
like,
woman.
No.
She's like,
girl's
nah.
Badass.
She is. Okay. The question I asked, I want to know, what is the best part about Sean? And Sean, I want you to say what the best part about Aaron is.
You know what? Sean treats me like freaking gold. Like I've had several surgeries with knees. Well, my boobs lifted, not implants, but lift. If you want to get implants, get implants.
Tell me more about this.
My implant or my boob lift. Mm-hmm. As I grab my boob.
I know she's grabbing.
Would you like me to describe it?
Yes, please.
Or would you like her to describe it?
So Sean babies me. So after kids, I went from
saggy.
a size double D to a, like a B, but not only a B, my nipples look straight down. Like I can find out my headlights are on bright looking at all the quarters on the ground. And so I was like, can we just put the nipples back where they're supposed to be? My kids are like, I hope my girlfriend doesn't have boobs like you. I was like, I hope for your sake she doesn't either, but she will.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted them picked back up. So they cut your nipple off and they cut off some saggy skin.
Why have I never heard
put it back on?
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
So I didn't, they're not any bigger. They're actually smaller. I
mean, it's not somewhere else.
Somewhere else. They put it on your arm. Cheeks.
There's you have boob butt cheeks.
My nipples on my butt now. So they just sew it back on.
I put one on the front, one on the back. So like whenever I hug her, I grab a nipple, yep. Right? Like you just put them wherever you want.
Oh, yeah. She got nipple on my back.
I was going to say, there's either no tequila in that or I don't taste it anymore.
I know, exactly. I'm like, holy, I'm not going to lie. The first sip I took, I was like, Joey, jeez. Yeah. I'm like,
now I'm feeling good.
So he treats you like freaking gold.
He does. He babies me. He really, now I'm not saying everything's perfect. We argue and we'll cuss and they'll be like, hey, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
Like we can move past it really quick. We don't hold on to things. And I feel like we're very loyal to each other. Both of us are each other's biggest cheerleaders. And I would say that's probably our strongest thing. Sex might not be.
You can't have it all, though.
You can't have it
and
all.
And you can work for
shit. Yeah,
I get to have, like, two things, right? Like, love and sex. Like, I don't have to have, like, everything. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you can pick another thing. It can't be that. All right. Why am I so great? Oh, shit. He's like, I don't have an answer.
So I think beyond everything, what I love about our relationship is trust. Like, I love you. There's some days I hate you.
Yeah. That's 100%.
No, it's
true.
Real. It's
but
true.
Without a doubt, on every day, I trust you. And I love living within that. Like, whatever happens, I can trust you. I can trust you for honesty. I can trust you for being with me and with me always. I love that.
And for when you
I don't take
say,
it for granted,
hey, how's my hair look? It looks like shit. Go fix it.
God.
And he's I'm so sensitive. I was like, well, fix your hair better.
I am sensitive. And she knows this because we've been together for 15 years.
I'm not
so
sensitive.
You should treat people who are sensitive with maybe a modicum of respect. You have none.
He should be less sensitive.
Oh, boom.
It's so hard coming back home from a haircut. It really is. Like the barber, I'll try a new guy and he'll be like, what do you want? I was like,
whatever makes
well,
it
work. Yeah.
If when I go home and she doesn't tear me a new one, then you did a wonderful job. So do that.
Just do that.
That is hilarious.
And if she said something bad, just won't see you again.
Yeah. I'm not coming back.
I'm not coming back.
To you.
I have kind of a inkling to ask those. What? I'm going to explain what straight candid moments are quickly. So a straight candid moment, obviously this podcast is called Straight Candid. And we talk about like a moment that was either embarrassing or something that kind of humbles you. Like, for example, I pounded on some guy's window because I was trying to get a parking spot on my way here. So I shared that at the beginning. Sid sometimes shits your pants, talks about that.
No, we've been there. We know. We feel
like oh, my God.
I haven't done that, but we've both done that.
Do you have a sharding moment? Let's hear it.
No. It's about you and your poop.
Wait. Yeah, Aaron.
Thank you for giving my space.
Oh, my God.
Aaron,
it was
Aaron,
terrible.
Let's hear it.
This was how many years ago? It was when it was a senior.
This is your straight candid moment. I'm already ready.
It was so bad. So I was like, oh, my. So I was out running with a client. And he's like 80 years old. And we're out for our job.
So let's preempt this. Like, we leave the house at 5 a.m. and we don't get back.
At that point, it was like 4:30 because I started at 4:45. So I'd leave at 4:15.
We don't get back to that afternoon.
So we're out all day.
We're driving home.
And I was training and I was on the run. I was like, oh my God, I got a shit. Like, I'm in trouble. I was like trying to squeeze my butt cheeks. I mean, and it just came out. Like,
on the run.
On the run.
With
a man. He goes, man, it smells like manure. I was like, yeah, no. I was like, that smells so bad. So I text Sean as soon as I get back to my car.
Must be fresh mulch.
I was like, it must be fresh mulch. And so I text Sean. I was like, Sean, I just shit my pants. I need you to bring me some clothes right now. So he put it in a lunchbox and he shows up at my client's house. And he goes, Aaron, I brought your lunch to you. You forgot.
Oh, that you guys.
The cutest. You are the MVP.
MVP award. MVP award for Sean.
So I think that would probably be one of the worst moments that have ever happened. It was awful. And once you shit your pants, you can't get that smell. It's there to stay.
It's there. You throw the undies out.
It doesn't matter.
It's almost like I shared a story. My boyfriend taking blame for a toot that I did in front of his whole family.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, solid.
I texted him. I go, your mom's going to smell this. Like, it's so bad. And Tyra's front. And then he goes, oh, sorry, guys. That was me.
Because his mom was like, holy crap.
Who died?
What the heck was that? Who died? First time meeting them, too. And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. So winning moment. I don't want you to feel bad because what he did was amazing. As parents ourselves, I can pinpoint whose fart.
You can't.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%. No. Everybody smells different.
And you have two boys. Too.
Well, I'm the worst.
Three boys.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about me. Like, mom made it all the way
home. And
so
we'd all be like, we'd be in the rule was always, if we're in the car, whoever tooted, that's the window that had to go down. So any suction would happen past your head and go out your window.
Rules.
Nobody ever rolled down their window, right? So you're sitting there like, Hunter, I know that was you. Yours is milder. Hayden's is sharper. Your mom's is a garbage dump. It's so I know it was you. Roll down your window.
It's like types of cheese or something. Sharper.
You know it's sharp.
Do you remember the time when the boys are like, mom made all the way home?
They were so pumped. We were coming home from soccer. We pull into our neighborhood and one of the boys were like, mom, we're so proud of you. Didn't fart one time.
Winning moment. 15
minute drive.
Oh my god! Oh, that is so gold.
But I take my athletic greens. I don't fart as much anymore.
Well, that's the thing too. When you eat that healthy,
it works.
You're gonna toot.
It's gonna make you cleaned out the system. I drink athletic
breathe
greens
through
too.
Your mouth.
We got something up, something coming up with athletic greens. So we're pretty hyped about it. I'm not gonna lie.
I work with them too now.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh heck yeah!
That stuff is amazing. It has really helped my gut.
So good.
It's got pre and probiotics. Not that I'm trying to sell it on here because I really don't care if anyone else wants to take it. But I got both my kids taking it now too.
Well, Sid got me on it.
My pooping my pants issue has subsided. I would say it hasn't gone away, but it has gotten better. And I'm not
just
kidding
because
I have so
now.
Many. Yeah, just once a week now, which is not that bad, right? No, it's like, but I take it in the morning and I actually I feel well-rounded and I'm not selling it. I'm not affiliated with them yet anyway.
It was
quick.
So like your pooping in your pants is only once a week now.
Correct. Yes.
Well,
that's
done.
That's a winner.
What was the peak?
Thank you. I don't have a peak. I would say.
At the massage.
Can we ask your mom?
Yeah.
hey, mom, what was the peak? Okay.
Yeah.
I say Sid's peak was she was at a massage therapist and right. Remember that one?
That makes sense. She's like, I try to forget that one.
La 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 la.
Surprisingly, you forgot.
So what? Weird. I don't really remember that. Anyway, what the heck? What was that over there?
You know how we were talking about relationships?
Yes.
I think the best thing about a relationship is I think that we are best friends. Like we honestly talk about everything. I always tell my kids, find somebody that. If you're happy, sad, mad, the first person you want to turn to is whoever that significant other is.
I don't talk to anybody else.
I really don't. Yeah. I want them to be the first person. You shouldn't want to run to me first to tell me. I want you, the person that you're with should be that person.
Yeah. I feel like
I better be second.
Mama better be second.
There's also, I can tell like you guys have humor in your relationship a lot. Like you laugh with each other a lot.
Yeah. There's boundaries.
Yeah.
Definitely. She has still not let me pee between her legs while she's peeing.
He says it every time. He's always like, can I just pee between my leg? I said, I'm going to slap your wiener if you do it.
So there's boundaries. We're still trying to push a little bit.
Even in the hotel, he's like,
everybody
needs pee
goals.
Between your legs. No.
Everybody has goals. There's one toilet. At home, I can go upstairs. I'm not going to go in the sink.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Barbaric.
There are so many viral moments in this episode.
The sink would make it.
Oh, it's horrible. This conversation. People would be like,
I got this. Like, I got great aim.
I don't trust you.
That is something my boyfriend would say.
100%.
I can picture
I'm getting Pat vibes.
Would you let him?
Yeah. No.
No.
Or else he'd slap a dick.
I always want.
And like you said.
She comes swinging.
Have you ever peed on the toilet backwards just to try it?
No.
I have.
Oh, I have too. Jay Louie's like, yeah.
He goes, I have.
No, he's shaking his head.
That's Jacob.
Excuse me. Jacob.
We're professional in here.
Do you have any last advice for your relationship and how you guys make it work before I get into like a straight kind of moment that a listener wrote in that you guys will love and then we'll kind of wrap it up?
I would say be honest, 100% honest, even if it is going to hurt things, be 100% honest with each other. Have fun. Make time for each other, whether it be even stupid dates, whether it be like, go sit outside and have a cup of coffee together. Make time, prioritize each other. It doesn't always happen because obviously work and life does get in the way, but communicate. What would you say?
Yeah. And whenever possible, go on a public podcast and joke about your sex life. That does a wonders.
That's the best part.
I guarantee you guys are going to, I know they're definitely having sex tonight.
Leave it alone.
Come on.
You're lying till 1 in the morning. We are not. And then we have Easter baskets. The Easter bunny's coming. So as soon as you get home.
Okay. So
excuses like assholes. Everyone's got one.
10 minute window. I have a 10 minute window.
I was like, I have to be
clean. Morning sex. No. Why? Who would want to do that?
30. Who
me.
Wants to have sex?
No. I have in between shower and bedtime, and it's not like, oh my God.
I have because that window. You, I have that window too. It's
because
fine.
You same.
I'm nasty all day. You know, I run, I jump, I pee on myself.
I would hit that so nasty.
And I won't hit that so nasty. So there's a win or loser situation there, and I win.
Oh my God. I love this shit. This is so good.
And this is how we talk at home.
You guys are like the thing that I want to be. Like, yeah. this is
goals.
It. This
goals.
Is goals. And whether you
it's
realize
not perfect,
it or not,
though.
And it's not ever going
to
be, right?
It's perfectly imperfect, is what I like to say. Aww. It's the same thing about bodies, too. Perfectly yep. imperfect. There is no such thing as a perfect body because you look at someone and say, oh, that's a beautiful body. She's perfect. I guarantee she sits and picks herself apart. Oh,
guaranteed. Yeah. That's a really good way to kind of like encompass this whole conversation.
Perfectly imperfect. Love life. Because you only get one. You might as well make the best of it because what else are you going to do?
Yeah. What is one thing that you would tell listeners? Because a lot of our listeners are in their 20s right now. Just one last thought that you'd leave them with just about bodies or insecurity or anything.
I would say you're going to waste all of your 20s saying, if I just get my ass this way, I can wear this. If I get my arms this way, I can wear this. You know what? Just own it. Love yourself while working on your best self and just own it. Because there isn't, but as soon as you get your arms where you want, then you're going to say, oh, if only I didn't have this cellulite dimple. Guess what? Everybody's got cellulite. And they're like, if only I didn't have a gut.
We all have a little gut.
We all do. Unless you get a good tummy tuck. There's some beautiful stomachs with those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say go get a tummy tuck, but I've seen some. I mean, they're like a wall.
And those fake belly buttons look pretty, you know, but they look pretty real. They look okay.
Fake belly buttons?
They make a belly button. Your belly button disappears. Yeah,
we actually just had a conversation about tummy tucks. Mm-hmm. Not, well, what were we talking about? Like someone's stomach being super flat and you could,
yeah,
and
like you can tell. Kind of pick it out. Yeah. I think it was about you. Yeah, I could pick out a tummy tuck.
You can pick out a tummy tuck.
Oh, yeah, because literally the belly button looks like it's
they
like,
look great.
Like that, you know?
Yeah.
But they look good. I mean,
oh, they look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they're mom.
I just love yourself by working on your best stuff. And also, tummy tucks are all right.
No, I don't say go get a tummy tuck. If your tummy tuck makes you happy and that's what you want to do, so be it. I had my eyelids done.
Oh, yeah. Well, a bunch of my family members had that done. Like
that thing
like,
is, that was
uncles and.
That was amazing. And Sean was really good. He did all the Q-tips and he treated them for me every single day and iced them for me every night. He was really good to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had that done. I had my boobs lifted.
Yeah.
So people say, oh, well, you
so I
just
could,
fix
like,
everything.
Roll over and find them.
Yeah, because used to when I laid on my back, my boobs went to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Like they weren't, there was nothing up top. And he's like, now your boobs are on the top now. That's,
woo,
that's
I can
amazing.
Find them like, right
yes.
there.
That's a boob. That's where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. That is so good.
He's like,
so,
yes. As a 20-year-old, I'd say love yourself while working on your best self and stop striving for perfection because it's never going to happen.
Yep. Love that.
God, you're good.
Wow.
God, you're good.
Okay, we're going to wrap up quickly with just a straight kind of moment that listener writes in. We're just going to read it and we'll get our reactions. Someone wrote this in.
Then
and
I got to leave with a little something.
Yeah,
too.
And I was dying laughing. So she says, good all morning. Right. I'm a listener from Canada. Love the podcast. My first language is French. So if this text has grammar mistakes, I'm sorry. Okay. She goes, something happened to me last night and I thought it might be worth being a straight candid moment. Last night, I came back from a long day at work. I was exhausted and instantly fell asleep as soon as I went to bed. Okay. At some point, I realized I just queefed. Then I queefed again and again and again. I thought there was something wrong with me. Then I must have a medical issue because I had at least 5 to 6 queefs in a row. It wouldn't stop.
Excuse me.
As my anxiety started to jump in, I woke up. That's when I realized I was not a serial queefer, but rather my French bulldog had found her way under the blanket, laying in between my legs and her head right there. And it was loudly snoring. So loud, I felt like I was queefing. Anyway, I'm glad I don't have to go to the clinic today and try to explain my vagina constantly farts.
Oh my God.
I just like the way she wrote it.
What a good twist.
Well, right? Dogs are the freaking best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch and we love. But,
yeah,
that is hysterical. And queefing.
Tell me about queefs, Aaron. Like your third favorite topic.
Is it really?
I love talking about queefs too.
Do you? Oh, I can make myself.
You can. I can't.
Wait, no. But I have.
I can make myself queef
so
too.
So we were in the hotel.
I honestly, like every one of these conversations, I was sitting over there. I was like, I could probably step in. I've heard you talk about this.
Oh my God.
Sean, watch this.
It actually feels kind of cool though.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
It means your muscles are strong.
I just stick my legs in the air.
Yeah,
just gonna pump it a little.
So the other day I was in the gym. So if I do these like leg raises, pulses, straight up. And she I'm sucked. Like, I have to mute my headphones so I can hear how loud they are. And I was like, shut, I can't stop queeping. There's this guy keep walking right by. And I'm like, I had to mute my headphones to see if he could hear them.
Oh my God.
That is hilarious.
I'm sweating. I'm laughing so hard. I'm
so
sweating.
So bad.
Oh my God.
You want to make sure it's
I tried to squeeze it tight, but it doesn't always work. But I think sometimes that pushes them out more.
Oh, it does. No, it does. Yeah, it's right out.
I have
out
it's like whistling, right? Like,
no, it doesn't feel like a whistle. It feels like a bubble.
No, that's like when you put your lips together, it's louder.
You don't. I would say you don't know what it feels like, right?
Yeah, you don't get the honor of feeling those.
I know. I'm super disappointed.
Yeah, so I'm sorry for you. I apologize.
So he's not as cool.
No, sorry. The cool people only get to experience that. Thank you very much. Oh my God, you guys are freaking hilarious. Okay, I got to read one thing before we close the window, close the door, close the queefing. Okay, attention all my college ladies. The summer sun is out and around the corner, and you know what that means. The water gets warmer, the skin gets darker, and your man's hair, unfortunately, gets longer.
And your queefers get louder.
Luckily, the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are here to save you.
That shit is amazing. you ain't kidding. You can jam that into your nuts. You ain't bleeding. Just like, oh my God. You know how careful I've had to shave? I bought that stuff for my boys as a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Continue. Sorry.
This is real shit.
This is real shit.
Nuts are so wrinkly, man. Yeah. Like, you get to try and get in all those crevices. No. Listen, get yourself some Manscaped. Honest to God, the things glide super smooth. Okay. You don't have to stretch it like 3 inches to just get it tight so it's no wrinkles, and it just glides right over. Like, any setting you want, semi long ball hair. You got it. You want it straight to the skin? You got it. No bleeding. You know how bad balls bleed, by the way?
A lot. I don't want to know.
It bleeds forever. It's like cutting your face. The shit just keeps coming and coming and coming. No, it's phenomenal. I'm like, boys, Christmas present. Here you go.
Santa brought
it. Clean it up for the ladies. Don't bleed on your balls.
I think we need more than 3 social pulls for this episode.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com.
Let's go, baby.
We love you guys. Lord. Thank you.
You get 20%
so
off for 100% off your nuts.
Hey, thanks for having us. So seriously, you guys are awesome.
You are amazing human beings. You are like, this
Such
has to be.
Episode.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite episodes today.
Hey,
seriously.
You had the old people on too.
Oh, shush.
You brought
not old.
Like mom and dad here.
You guys, I think we'd be really good friends. So I wish y'all lived here. We'll come to Nashville.
Aaron,
hey, we'll come back. I want to do another event with Lulu and Liz.
Yeah, yes. So let us know.
And maybe then we can come back and do it together. Again.
Yeah. Plug yourself, please.
Oh, hey, I'm Aaron Opria. I am a celebrity trainer and a former Marine. Just kidding. But no, you guys can follow me on Aaron Opria, Instagram, Aaron Opria. I just started TikTok. I'm really new to that.
My
publicist is like, you have to do TikTok. I was like, why? I already have one. Why? But I'm doing it. So it's Aaron Opria on TikTok. Sean actually, when TikTok first opened, snagged it. And then I was like, I'm not doing that. But
now
I'm
you're using it.
Yeah.
Now you're doing it.
Yeah. Dad's in charge.
Do you want to plug yourself as well?
No, he doesn't have anything.
Okay, good.
He
follow Aaron.
He follows under me, but we also have the amazing Pretty Muscles app too.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
How everybody can work out with me every day. I have all levels of fitness from super beginner, never worked out a day in your life, to advanced. And you hit start on day one of whichever program, uh-huh. Tell you exactly what to do with modifications.
Oh,
but
amazing.
It also has a full meal plan because you can't out train a bad day. Rest day, amazing community in there. So,
oh, I love that. I love that.
Hey, do you guys know who Savannah Chrisley is? What?
Maybe.
I don't know why.
Yes, Chrisley knows best. No.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Savannah Chrisley, come on.
Yes.
Not country.
Not country, but if
but
reality.
She's going to be doing a Pretty Muscles challenge with me this summer. So,
oh, my God.
In July. So that's be fun. So everyone should join that.
Maybe we need to come out to Nashville.
Savannah's awesome.
She's in Savannah.
No, Savannah.
Oh,
is
the
her
woman
name.
Is named Savannah. Savannah. Oh, okay. I was like, wait, huh? What's going on? Where are we
Savannah
at?
Savannah Chrisley. And she's awesome. So,
I love
her and I are going to do one together.
Oh, she's really cool.
She's a cool chick.
Okay, one last cheers, you
one
guys.
One last cheers.
Thanks for coming in. And
Sean,
audience, we love y'all. Thanks for staying and sticking around. Cheers, you guys.
Cheers. Thanks for being here.
See you next week, y'all.
At Straight Canada Podcast. Talk later.
Bye.
That was happy.
Wait,
thank
I gotta cheers
so
you guys
much.
Too. Hold on here.
That was fun. Give me cheers.
Hey.